Well, last week we had the announcement that China had unveiled 16 policy support measures for the property sector. Didn't really change the needle at Moody's, though, maintaining a negative outlook for 2023 for the sector. Let's get more insight now with Kevin Tsang. He's Senior Vice President at Moody's Investors Service. So, Kevin, Moody's rather unmoved by the property support announced by the Chinese government. Why was that?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Thanks for the questions. Yeah, actually, Moody's remain having a negative outlook for China's property sector, which reflects our expectation that China's property sales will decline by 10 to 15% in 2023. And we also expected that funding condition will remain tight for financially weak developers. Although we expected that the sales decline would be narrowing from around 20% decline in the first 10 months of this year, the 10 to 15% forecast range remained on the high side. And also, we expected that the latest government measures would improve the liquidity of developers, but the policy easing would take time to take effect.
So, as you say, you know, developers are going to be able to access more money from pre-home sales. This is going to address some liquidity issues that you mentioned. But do you feel like these measures are really addressing the underlying problems for the property sector in China?
Yeah, the latest round of measures is targeting to ease developers' funding challenges. And if they effectively carry out, they would reduce developers' liquidity pressure and could support a gradual recovery in market confidence and sales. In particular, some measures is trying to allow privately owned developers to issue onshore bonds and through some government supporting arrangement. And also there are some potential extension of bank and trust loan due within 6 months by a year. And this could reduce developers' refinancing pressures because they are facing funding constraints since late last year. But having said that, we expect the banks and trust company to remain selective and cautious about extending this type of financing. And also this type of support is more targeting to the funding constraint of developers. And to sustain a recovery of the sector, we would expect a certain measures that lead to recovered home buyers' confidence and sales in a sustained manner.
Yeah, because that's an issue, isn't it? We've had new home prices now falling for 14 months in a row. What does the demand side look like for property in China?
Demand side at this moment remains on the weak side. As we said that property sales in the first 10 months has been declining by around 28% this year. And majority of this decline was driven by the decline in volume, reflecting that the demand from the home buyer has reduced. The reasons for the demise include that people are cautious about the sector's prospect. They expected certain price decline in the futures, and also the economic slowdown that also affect the future outlook, especially on the employment status, and then affecting the consumption powers. And also, I think we believe that the problems of some financially troubled developers and leading to some of the pre-sold but unfinished projects also make home buyers cautious at this stage from buying pre-sold properties from the sectors. And therefore, all these negative factors has been affecting home buyers' confidence and sales.
Mm-hmm. I just want to focus in on the implications from COVID policy as well. We have been discussing a lot over the past couple of weeks, the possible easing of COVID zero measures in China and the recent upswing in cases is really going to possibly put that shift to the test. What degree would an easing of COVID zero policies have on the property market?
We believe that the COVID policy definitely have certain impact on the property sales. First of all, the COVID restrictive policy has affected the economic growth, which also affect home buyers' consumption powers. And also the restrictive COVID policy also prevent people from going out, easily to visit the property and buy homes because of the certain restrictions. And to what extent that the COVID restriction being released and help the property sector, I think we still need to wait and until there are more information or easing measure of degree of easing has been unveiled. But having said that, because the market situation was or market sentiment has been weakened for quite some time, investors and home buyer sentiments also weak, it will take time to restore the overall confidence and sentiment, even though there is some relaxation right now.
Of course, the property crisis claimed a number of big names. We've still got Evergrande in a trading halt, for example. It's been there since mid-March now. But do you have a sense that all the bad news is out there yet? Or do you think we could still hear from more large developers that are having difficulties?
In our view, the property sector has actually remained under pressure. As we said, we have a negative outlook for the sectors, which we reflect that the funding condition for Chinese developers remain on the tight side, particularly for those financially weak developers. And also, they have still have a large refinancing needs in the next 12 months period. And with the funding constraint and not fully resolved, and also that they are facing high refinancing needs, we expect that certain developers will still facing these kind of refinancing challenges. And there could also be more default in the coming periods because of that.
All right, Kevin Zhang. Well, we will have to leave it there. But thanks so much for joining us on Bloomberg Daybreak Asia today. Kevin Zhang is Senior Vice President at Moody's Investors Services, here to talk about Moody's retaining that negative outlook for China's property sector in 2023.